And as we continue here on today's program, of course, fertilizer is a big topic of conversation right now, and all the uncertainties with fertilizer supply and pricing as we work through spring planting season and beyond. Well, we want to learn about a product out from Helm Crop Solutions that might help producers with this uncertain fertilizer market. Joining us now to tell us more about that and have an agronomic conversation as we get into the heart of spring planting season, he is Plant Advantage Marketing Manager for Helm Crop Solutions. Ben Runge is with us here today. Ben, great to have you on the show. Hope all is well.
All is great. Thank you for having me on this morning. Really glad to be here and really looking forward to the opportunity to talk to you this morning, Jesse.
Absolutely. Before we dive into this specific product and talk about this overall agronomic situation, could you give folks a bit of a background on Helm Crop Solutions to start?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, so Helm Crop Solutions, we're a bit of an under-the-radar company, but we've been around for about 125 years. We're a family-owned business based out of Hamburg, Germany, with our North American headquarters in Tampa, Florida. We have roughly 21 different fertilizer distribution terminals scattered across the U.S., mainly up and down the Ohio River and Mississippi River corridors. And we serve as an exclusive distribution partner for several different organizations, both on our crop nutrition side, as well as we also have a crop protection side where we deal with both synthetic chemistries and biostimulants.
Well, I appreciate that background. Let's dive into this a bit because obviously the ongoing situation in the Middle East, the impact it is having on global fertilizer supply, pricing, et cetera, this has quickly become, you know, more of a long-term problem and concern versus a short-term hiccup in the global supply chain. So from your standpoint, from Helm Crop Solutions, what do you guys maybe have that could help producers out with all of this uncertainty in the fertilizer market, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now, volatility in the fertilizer markets is top of mind for everybody from the manufacturer all the way down to our grower producers. It's just something that, unfortunately, I think we're going to have to deal with over the next few years. But Helm Crop Solutions, we're positioned really well during this kind of chaotic time. You know, of course, we deal in the commodity fertilizer realm with things like urea, DAP, MAP, potash. But we also serve as the exclusive distributor for a company called Sulfur Plus. And Sulfur Plus is a 100% domestically owned, domestically produced calcium sulfate fertilizer. It is a patented formulation of calcium sulfate that really helps deliver on both calcium and sulfur needs within the soil. But as you know, calcium and sulfur are also very very closely tied in with nitrogen use deficiency. So as we see those nitrogen prices climb, you know, it may be a good idea to ensure that that your calcium and sulfur profiles in the soil are really matching up to what your crops need, because those enhance that nitrogen use efficiency.
You know, and I'm glad you bring up calcium and sulfur. I think a lot of times growers, we get tied up in, you know, some of the main ones, the biggies, so to speak, nitrogen, of course, or phosphorus or potassium, you know, that N, P, and K. But when you think about some of these secondary nutrients, so to speak, they're just as important to the overall agronomic conversation, are they not, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, calcium and sulfur are two of those kind of unsung heroes in crop production. And they're both very tightly coupled to nitrogen metabolism. And so that what that tells you is that, you know, if you're deficient in sulfur or calcium, or you're deficient in plant available forms of those nutrients, then you may have a lot more issues getting the most bang for your buck out of your nitrogen investment. And so, you know, take sulfur, for instance. Sulfur is tightly coupled to nitrogen metabolism, and you know, that's both a structural and biochemical connection that they have. I mean, sulfur is integral to amino acid synthesis, enzyme function, And the ratio of nitrogen to sulfur really matters. I mean, commonly cited optimal ratio is roughly like 15:1 nitrogen to sulfate in the plant tissue, or sulfur, excuse me. But when sulfur is deficient, you know, that nitrogen can accumulate in the plant in non-protein forms, basically unusable forms. And calcium is another one. I mean, we see lots of soil tests that show that their calcium levels are sufficient, but are they sufficient in a plant available form? And that's where I think really Sulfur Plus really comes into the equation in terms of its ability to provide calcium sulfate in a patented formulation that has a longer release over time compared to more commonly utilized products like ammonium sulfate. The neat thing about Sulfur Plus in particular is that with all the volatility that we see in other parts of the market, particularly with nitrogen, but also with products like ammonium sulfate, you see a lot of volatility in those. Because we are domestically produced, we domestically source all of our supply chain needs for the Sulfur Plus product, we don't see near the volatility in that market. And so, you know, it's a very steady eddy product in terms of its price, but it also brings some real agronomic value. And one thing I forgot to mention on the sulfur conversation is, it's very commonly cited, commonly known that we don't get near as much sulfur deposition in our soils as we used to due to the clean air initiatives that took place, 20, 25 years ago. And so we just don't get that free sulfur from the atmosphere that we used to. And so products like calcium sulfate from Sulfur Plus is becoming more and more important in the agronomic conversation.
We're having a conversation with Ben Runge from Helm Crop Solutions. I think about this as well, Ben. Obviously, even before the war broke out in the Middle East and all of the turmoil now for the fertilizer markets, I mean, inputs, margins tight heading into this 2026 growing season. So I have to think just from an overall agronomic perspective, I'm sure you've been hearing this from a lot of growers potentially, that they're looking at all sorts of different ways to get the best return on investment for that crop they're putting into the ground here this spring, are they not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so that's what we've really focused on with Sulfur Plus, is just all the things that it brings to the table in terms of contributing to getting the most bang for their buck, not only out of their other nutrients, their other nutrient investments, but also just what they need from a calcium and sulfur standpoint from an agronomic perspective. With its patented formulation, we utilize a binder within Sulfur Plus that also has a fulvic acid component. And so when you combine those calcium and sulfur, you're getting improved soil structure, you're getting improved nitrogen use efficiency, you're getting better root architecture and elongation out of your crop. And so, these are the kind of things that we can really bring to the table for a minimal investment that's really going to, help take those crops to the next level. I mean, we've seen we've done trial work across 17 states and I believe 13 different crops that show significantly improved yields, but also just significantly improved soil health outcomes, as well as just overall biomass and health of the crop that comes through with an application of Sulfur Plus. And so we're really trying to evangelize that message out as far and wide as we can, because we know we've got an excellent product that can really match, any grower's use cases or needs, regardless of crop type or geography or anything like that.
Well, I'm sure if folks have questions, they could contact their local retailer or helmcrop.com online. I'm sure that's a great way to get more information as well, Ben, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd encourage people to check out helmcrop.com. And take a look at some of the articles and information that we have on Sulfur Plus, and if they have any more questions, feel free to talk to their local retailer or get in touch with a Helm Crop representative that can walk them through the advantages of utilizing a product like Sulfur Plus.
Any final thoughts, Ben, as we close out our conversation today? Any other agronomic reminders you would have for folks here as we really get into the heart of spring planting season across much of the Midwest?
No, I mean, this is a great time as we're getting into the season to really to really sit down and think about what outcomes that you want to achieve, and how changing up some of your approaches with your fertilizer program without sacrificing yield and the things that you need to be successful can really come to fruition this season. So now's a great time to be talking to your retailers and your representatives alike to find that next advantage that you're looking for.
Once again, you can go online helmcrop.com for more information. We appreciate the conversation. Plant Advantage Marketing Manager for Helm Crop Solutions, Ben Runge, thanks for joining us on the show. We'll look forward to talking again down the road. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.